I'm Madison Sinclair, and welcome to the final episode of The Hat Trick. When I last left you, I decided I had to get in touch with someone in Diplo's posse. So I did what anyone would do. I purchased radio ads across several stations in Los Angeles, California, with my personal phone number on it to see if I could get any leads.
Do you know Diplo or someone who might? Have you seen him wearing multiple cowboy hats in one evening? Then call 424-272-1364 today for a potential cash reward. America deserves answers. This ad is paid for by the organization of Sylvia Greenstein is a dumb bitch.
And almost immediately after it aired, I got a call.
I'm a dumb bitch? You're a dumb bitch! You can't even spell my fucking name right!
But instead of the credible tip I was hoping for, it was just some unknown, very dumb-sounding hooker. And just when I thought all hope was lost, I got one more call.
Hello, Brandon Dermer here, writer-director, longtime collaborator with Diplo, aka Thomas Wesley. I am here to confirm that on multiple occasions I have traveled with him, Diplo, and he has had more than one cowboy hat with him in an evening.
I immediately drove to Sylvia's house to play her this message.
So this is what he sent me.
I'm ready.
Are you ready for this?
I'm fucking ready.
Are you sure?
I'm about to eat pizza after this.
And after I explained to her and her friend how microphones work.
The audio.
Oh, you're hitting this from me to here because you're gonna put it. Okay, sorry.
You're going to put this audio on it?
Yeah.
I was finally able to play the clip. This was her response.
Diplo, and he has had more than one cowboy hat with him in an evening.
Fuck off! Fuck off! No. What?
He's traveled to places with multiple cowboy hats in a night.
What? Where did the other hat go? How come we didn't see the other person carrying it? I will not be gaslit. I can't with this. What? Okay, you know what? And if Diplo's wrong, or if
you're
I'm wrong,
wrong
and Diplo can prove me wrong, then
we
that's
just
fine.
Did.
Sylvia refused to accept the evidence. It was all right in front of her, but she didn't want to admit she was wrong until Diplo himself personally told her she's a dumb bitch. And since Diplo's posted this podcast on his Instagram before, I figured that's my best shot of getting a hold of him. And after tirelessly spamming his Instagram live DJ sessions, I finally got an answer. I immediately called Sylvia, but she didn't answer. So instead, I decided to call her hot-ass dad. But he didn't pick up either, so I just left him this voicemail.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hey, Rick. I was just calling to see if there was any chance that Sylvia was over. I'm trying to get a hold of her because the whole Diplo situation that we did the podcast over, he reached out to me and he was wearing two hats.
And then a few hours later, Sylvia woke up at the crack of 2 p.m. and decided to call me back.
Hi, how are you?
I'm amazing because I'm right.
Oh my God, you psychopath.
Do you see it?
Do what? Your new story?
No. Why don't you go on my Instagram?
How many hats were you wearing that night?
Shut the fuck up!
No. This is no.
Yeah.
No. This is no.
This was the moment I had been waiting for this entire time. I was right.
But it didn't feel like enough. So I decided to reach out to Judy from Gone Country Hats to see if she could send her a little gift.
Hi, this is Judy from Gone Country Hats.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? We seem to be playing phone tag every day, don't we?
I know.
Okay, now, what is it that you need for me to do?
Okay, so I'm making an order to my friend Sylvia, and I just wanted to note that says, I was right, you were wrong.
Okay.
And then sign it from Diplo.
Diplo, D-I-P-L-O?
Yeah.
But even after spending $100 on both a black and white cowboy hat with a vindictive letter to be sent to Sylvia's home written personally by Judy from Gone Country Hats, I still wasn't feeling the vindication that I wanted. And then I realized something. My quest for truth came with some collateral damage. There was still one person I had to reach out to and make amends. Hi, I was just calling. Is there anywhere that Trevor's available?
Hello, you've reached Trevor.
Hey, Trevor. I was just calling because I wanted to, apologize. I made some accusations about Delilah's being involved in a scandal with
the cowboy hats, and I just wanted to say I'm...
Thank you for calling Delilah Hospitality Group.
Hi, I was just calling, I called you a couple weeks ago, and I accused you of being a part of, like, a cowboy hat Diplo conspiracy theory, and I just wanted to personally apologize.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I called, like, a couple weeks ago. Remember, Diplo, there was a thing where, like, Diplo had two hats, and then I thought my friend thought he had one.
Part of me is, like, very frustrated by the fact that Madison insists that this is a thing. And then the other part of me admires her stamina. Sometimes you make me mad and I feel like I'm talking to a flat earther because you're so insistent that something that isn't real and can't happen is real. I actually got annoyed at her. She was so insistent. And I was like, you are being a drunk bitch.
No one goes to a bar where you do that.
Thank you.
No one.